The Summer Dive by Katie Seibel. I had to do it. It was either now or never. I ran full speed, then quickly halted, nearly falling over the edge. I caught my balance and remembered that if I ran, I wouldn't be placing this jump very well, and that would conclude in landing too close to the left and plunging to my death on the lower cliff. I took a deep breath and looked up to the summit of Mount Constitution, knowing that I hadn't hiked this dangerous climb just to chicken out. "Want me to go first?" my friend cautiously asked. "No, it's fine. I'll go," I sighed. I took another deep breath and leapt off the cliff. Each summer, towards the end of July, when the summer sun beats down a pleasant 80-degree temperature, my family and some of my friends go camping on Orcas Island. There we camp by the clear Cascade Lake. My friends and I spend the long days in the lake or lounging around it.
Stop splashing me!
Stop! Please, stop!
I can beat you!
As the sun sets in its golden glow on the crystal lake, we start to head back to the tents. That's when we sit around the smoky fire and start sharing stories of the crazy things we did and the weird people we met that day. There is always lemon and berry-flavored Fresca and chips lying all around. We start up a competitive game of cards, but this always ends in us grabbing our stomachs, falling over, laughing because of all the yelling. By the time the sun is barely up anymore, we quickly grab our canoe and paddle out to the middle of the lake. In the middle of the lake, we strip down to our swimsuits and jump in. We float in the water watching the gorgeous sunset. In the early morning, the sky is lit up a bright blue, and the various birds are singing their songs. My friends and I unzip the tent. We crawl out and sit around the remains of the fire, debating what to fill our day with, but instantly we know what to do. Aside from running around, being crazy, and doing whatever we want, jumping off the cliffs is always one of the most thrilling activities there. The biggest cliff is 45 feet steep and jagged, and getting there is half the journey. First, you must hike to a smaller 10-foot cliff, dive off that, then swim to the spot of the bigger cliff. There, you pull yourself up onto a rocky platform. When you get there, you must start the climb up the cliff. The cliff is exactly like climbing a wall in stone gardens, without the safety ropes. Using loose roots, you must push and pull yourself up to the top. The climb is almost as terrifying as the jump itself. If I look down while I'm climbing, it makes me nauseous, and at times I want to stop. But I know I can't because there is nothing to catch me except for the hard, pointy rocks that wait patiently below. At the top, my hands and feet are bleeding. My knees are bruised from the climb. I look down and at the kids waiting for us in the water. From above, they look teeny, and that thought fills me with a crazy combination of excitement and fear. No matter how many times I've jumped off this cliff, it always is extremely nerve-wracking. My friends and I pace back and forth on the small peak of the cliff. The longer we take to jump, the more scary the thought of jumping is. I know I have to go soon. Shivering, I look at the water below, and I ask myself, why did I get myself into this situation? I force my feet to push off the edge and fall into the water under me. The fall is fast, but in my mind it feels like eternities until I hit the water. I watch the kids in the water get bigger and bigger as I get closer to the water. Right before I hit the water, I make sure to curl my toes under my feet into a point so my feet won't stain when I enter the water. But as I submerge under the water and bob up to the surface and watch my friends take the leap, I remember why I do this, for the rush and the thrill it brings me, and the knowledge that I can conquer these hard challenges. This tradition of jumping off cliffs started off on a small 12-foot bridge, and one simple sentence, "Hey, wouldn't it be fun to jump off that?" It was the greatest thing, and that led to exploring the lake more. We found branches, trees, old ropes, and smaller cliffs to jump and dive off of. Doing this is such a blast. This is one aspect of my life. I'm glad it's a constant.